Kenny, let's visit if we can. Give me an idea on the crop situation. First of all, how did the spring start, and where are you sitting today?
Well, the spring started kind of all right. We got a little bit of snow early, but for the most part, we're in pretty good shape with our planting. We got a few problem fields, but for the most part, we're where we need to be. We got some fields where we didn't get the weed off last year, where that's a little bit of a deal, and we're trying to get sunflowers put into that.
Who would have thought we'd be fighting to get wheat out, and that would be there over winter?
Well, I never, even when the rain started last fall there, you know, the boys talked about, like, you know, we're going to get the crop off, and I never thought we wouldn't, and, well, we didn't. Yeah. You know, it's something I never seen, and last night we combined, we had two combines stuck, the grain cart and a semi, and I said, this is enough. And then the next day we got a snowstorm, and that was it.
So what kind of crops you growing here, and any change this year compared to what maybe you would have done in other years?
Well, we grow mainly wheat, corn, and flowers. Now, we did put some soybeans in this year, and some of the guys have done pretty well with it, dang, wheat is just hard to make work anymore. It just appears like there's always some kind of discount, you know. Yeah. You almost need a longer ticket at the elevator to get all the discounts off.
You've put in more flowers? It seems like there's some interest in flowers this year.
Quite a bit more flowers. We cut our corn acres back, and we've got some decent contracts, and we work with SunOpta, and they really treat us well, because last year the flowers weren't the best, and they helped us get them marketed because we had sclerotinia issues with all the rain.
Yeah. Some of those trouble spots, you have any prevent plant in this area?
Not sure. Yeah. We're going to try to put those last fields in the sunflowers if we can, and at this point I think we're going to get it. But we're working on a field right now that's just, we're just barely getting it done. We're kind of trying to patch it in there because those fields with all that cover on, it takes a long time for them to dry out.
Yeah. Ken, you're in the cattle business as well. This world really changed when coronavirus, the pandemic, kicked in the U.S. here in mid-March. Tell me from a cattle perspective, what's this meant?
Well, we feed steers here, and I'll tell you what it's meant is a smaller check. And God dang it, ever, you know, if you you know, you feed cattle, and we usually feed them to between 800 and 900 pounds. And okay, when this thing first started, you thought, well, we'll just do it next week. Well, then all of a sudden it was 3 weeks, and it was a bunch worse. And so it's there's been a hit out there, and I mean, anybody that does this will tell you the same thing, and it's just hard to know, because we're in uncharted waters, because I don't think anybody could have predicted this COVID deal would have turned into what it's turned into, you know.
So we're just backing these cattle up, and they're just getting heavier.
Well, they are, you know. I mean, I've got a feed yard that I work with, you know, they couldn't even get a bid, and then, a week ago, they sent out some steers that are at 1650. Well, then you got those problems where they're overweight and overfat, and then you get the discounts, you got the feed bill and the discounts, because you just can't get them moved, you know. Yeah. And the packers, you know, if you're lucky enough to get a bid, you probably better take it, because there's a lot of them that aren't even getting a bid.
This whole thing, when we've seen the cutout go up and down the way we have, I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I don't think anybody has. And for that to move like it did, you got the futures in the 80s, and okay, that's supposed to be a little barometer of what it is. Now, I don't think it is, you know. And I mean, and this price discovery, I mean, heck, how in the hell can you have, you know, the cutouts in the 250s up to $300, up to $400, and yet the board isn't at a dollar on the finished cattle. I mean,
doesn't wash.
It just whacked out, you know. Yeah. And then you can't make a hedge decision because you can't hedge any of this stuff like this. You just can't.
So what are your thoughts as we move forward here in this cattle business?
Well, you know, tomorrow's always going to be a better day. That's how you stay in this a long time. And I'm guessing there's going to be some hiccups here, but I think it'll work its way out. I don't think the market's going to get quite back to where we thought it was going to be, but I think the worst is behind us. Now we need to get rid of these overweight cattle and get the kill where it needs to be to have the decent prices in the fall. But it's just hard to know if there's another hiccup where, you know, that somehow they can't kill the cattle. It's going to be a real big deal. But I think that over time this thing will work its way out. But the guys that are caught in the middle, boy, they got a rough old road ahead of them.
The Congress stepped up with some incentive payments, those kind of things. How big a help has that been?
It's helped us a lot. It's helped us a lot. And now the issue is those dates are a little bit time sensitive because the guys that are killing the fat cattle now, they almost don't qualify. And they probably got the biggest loss. And so, you know, and I don't know what the answer to that is. I hope they come out with another round and address that, because, you know, if you ain't got the feedlot industry in good shape, it's going to affect everybody down the line in the cattle business, be it the feeder or the cow-calf man.
Yeah. Well, we wish you much success as we move forward this growing season. Hopefully we have a whole better story when we talk next time.
I'm with you, but somehow, you know, we'll get through this. You know, I mean, you don't get gray in this business unless you put up with a little of these ups and downs.